Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the April 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing Clandestine Radio, A Legacy of Defiance, by Gail Van Horn, W4GVH. During the Bay of Pigs invasion, April 15th to 19th, 1961, it quickly became evident that Radio Swan was being used to support the landing forces, transmitting coded messages to both the invaders and guerrilla fighters inside Cuba. Following the failed invasion, Radio Swan rebranded as Radio America, extending its reach to audiences across the United States. It remained on the air until its abrupt shutdown in May 1968. Other notable anti-Castro clandestine stations. Several clandestine stations targeted Fidel Castro's regime over the years. Radio Impacto, which presented itself as a commercial station based in San Jose, Costa Rica, aired programming with strong anti-Castro and anti-Sandinista themes, along with U.S. political commentaries. Radio Caiman emerged in 1985, blending anti-Castro messaging with an unexpected soundtrack, frequent plays of Nat King Cole's music. Another significant operation was La Voz de Cuba, Independiente y Democrática, CID, which was relayed through legitimate broadcasters, including Radio Clarín in the Dominican Republic. Funded by Cuban exile groups, CID was widely believed to have originated from Guatemala. In addition to Radio Martí, one other station targets a Cuban listening audience. Radio República, brokered by WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida. Spanish programming is relayed from Issoudun, France, on 9490, 0200 to 0300 UTC. Activity in the 1980s and beyond. Asian clandestine stations increased in the 1980s as well as today, despite threats and jamming by disputed governments. Following the Tiananmen Square revolt in Beijing, China, on June 4, 1989, it was inevitable that a clandestine station would surface. Sponsored by Chinese students, the Voice of June 4th aired from facilities in Taiwan and, predictably, was heavily jammed by Beijing. Two images on this page show, first, a typewritten QSL card. It reads, Certificado de Sintonía, Radio Difusora Liberty, Transmitendo desde Argentina, Frecuencia de 17,740 kilocycles, onda corta, potencia, vatios, horas, faca, 735 hasta 746 de la noche, hora, Argentina, 23 de abril de 1982. The caption reads, QSL card from Radio Liberty, dated February 25th, 1983, almost a year after the end of the Falklands War, from Argentina's Secretary of Communications in the Ministry of Works and Public Services. A letter that accompanied the card spoke of the patriotic movement generated in the recovery of our Malvinas Islands. From the Donald Jensen Collection via the Committee to Preserve Radio Verifications. Another image shows a QSL card, the front of which reads, Radio Atlantico del Sur, bringing truth to the front. Schedule, AM, 9700 kHz, 0830 to 0930 GMT. PM, 9710 kHz, 2300 to 0200 GMT. The caption reads, QSL card from Radio Atlantico del Sur from 1982, which broadcast in Spanish under the overall jurisdiction of Britain's Ministry of Defense, although day-to-day management was conducted by the specially established Media Assessment Team, MAT. The programming content was broadcast from studios in Mayfair, London, and was relayed from a requisitioned BBC transmitter located on the strategically vital Ascension Island. Its first broadcast was transmitted on the evening of May 19, 1982, and continued for 47 broadcasts until June 15th, when the Falkland Islands had been liberated from Argentine occupation. Courtesy of the Committee to Preserve Radio Verifications. Back to the text. Central America in the 1980s, a hotbed of clandestine broadcasting. The 1980s saw a surge in clandestine radio activity across Central America, with numerous stations operating on both sides of the region's conflicts. The Sandinista government in Nicaragua sponsored several stations, while opposing factions operated their own clandestine broadcasts from neighboring countries. One of the most notable was Radio Venceremos, We Will Win, the official voice of the Farabundo Martí, National Liberation Front, FMLN. Originally, they broadcast from a hideout in the mountains of Morazan, and eventually expanded to San Salvador, the capital city of El Salvador. Considered a high-priority target by the Salvadoran armed forces due to its widespread reach and influence, the station played a crucial role in the insurgency. Despite repeated attempts to silence it, Radio Venceremos continued daily broadcasts, delivering battlefield updates and conducting interviews even in the midst of air raids. Additional Central America stations were Radio Sandino, Honduras, Radio Liberacion, Guatemala, Radio 15 de Septiembre, Honduras, La Voz de la Resistencia, the Voice of Resistance, was operated by Honduran and Salvadoran groups resisting U.S.-backed militaries. With the 1990s electoral defeat of the Sandinistas, the stations left the air. The notoriety of Radio Venceremos continues in the Museo de la Palabra y la Imagen, MUPI, in San Salvador, which houses the station's archives, as well as the University of Texas Digital Library. Clandestine radio in the Falklands War. Readers may recall the significant role clandestine radio played during the Falklands War. On April 2, 1982, Argentine forces invaded the British overseas territory of the Falkland Islands, igniting one of the largest military conflicts since World War II. Although the war lasted only 74 days, radio propaganda was a key element of psychological operations. The British military operated a clandestine station called Radio Atlantico del Sur, sometimes referred to as Radio South Atlantic, broadcasting in Spanish, with the goal of sowing confusion and demoralizing Argentine troops occupying the islands. clandestine broadcasting during the Gulf War. The Gulf War, 1990 to 1991, saw an unprecedented surge in clandestine and propaganda broadcasts across the Middle East, as Iraq and its adversaries engaged in radio warfare. Stations operated under various names, including Voice of Free Kuwait, Voice of the Gulf, Baghdad Radio, Republic of Iraq Radio, Radio Free Iraq, and Sawt al-Amal, Voice of Hope. Additionally, Radio Tikrit, run by Christian missionaries, broadcast from Israel's northern border, adding another dimension to the conflict's information war. Today's clandestine domination. As North Korea dominates the news and missile testing, human rights violations, and an active role in the Ukrainian war, it is not surprising there has been an increase in stations targeting listeners in North Korea. A growing number of Pyongyang residents are covertly tuning into radio broadcasts outside their borders, seeking an alternative to the regime's propaganda sources. In January 2021, a station reported as 756 was being heard consistently by Asian listeners in South Korea over several months. Despite logging the elusive station and a brief identification as KBS Daejeon, there was no information about 756, except the station was broadcasting 24 hours and aimed to North Korea. Ultimately, it was revealed as an AM station on 756 kHz and new in the intelligence network's arsenal against Pyongyang. The station, known as News Gwangyang, News Plaza, aired encouraging messages throughout the broadcast. There are 10 stations targeting North Korea on shortwave radio. The most widely observed are Furusato no Kaze, Ilbon Ui Baram, transmitting from Taiwan and Uzbekistan in Japanese and Korean, and Shiokaze Sea Breeze from Yamada, Japan, in English, Japanese, and Korean. Both stations are jammed intermittently for their programming aimed at reaching Japanese citizens by the missing Japanese probably related to North Korea, 1977 and 1983. Shiokaze current schedule in Korean and Japanese UTC, 1300 to 1400, 5935, 6085, 1400 to 1435, 7260, 7325, 1600 to 1700, 6165, 6180, 1705 to 1805, 7225, 7320. Additional stations in Korean using frequency adjustments to avoid jamming. Echo of Hope, 0700 to 0300, 3985, 5995, 6350, 1100 to 0700, 4835, 5990, 6250, 7720. Free North Korea Radio, 1300 to 1400, 11510, 2000 to 2100, 7610. National Unity Radio, 1100 to 1300, 6115, 2000 to 2100, 5900. North Korean Reform Radio, 1400 to 1500, 7585, 2000 to 2100, 7,575. Revival Broadcasting System, 1400 to 1430, 7,200. Voice of Freedom, 24 hours, 5,920. Voice of the People, 0700 to 0300, 3,480, 3,910, 3,930, 4,560. 1100 to 0700, 3,910, 3,930, 4,450, 6,520, 6,600. Voice of Wilderness via Tashkent, Uzbekistan Relay, 1400 to 1530, 9,310, 9,330. Africa and the Middle East continue their broadcast presence from their respective regions and are monitored across the globe. Radio Enderasson Internationale in French and Kanuri targets areas in Chad under influence of Boko Haram in the Chad Basin region. Daily broadcasts using relay services include 0500 to 0600, 6,195, Wooferton, UK, 0600 to 0700, 9,535, Wooferton, UK, 0700 to 0800, 12,050, Ascension Island, 1800 to 1900, 12,050, Wooferton, UK, 1900 to 2100, 12,050, Ascension Island. Two images on this page show first a screenshot of a computer screen connected to an SDR radio. The caption reads, "Until March 2025, Radio Marti, U.S. AGM's anti-Castro shortwave broadcast, could be seen as in the above AirSpy screenshot." Another image shows a screenshot of a spectral display on a computer, and the caption reads, "Screenshot of Cuban government jamming of Radio Marti. Now it can rest its hard-working jammers." Gail Van Horn images. Back to the text. Radio Ergo to Somalia is produced by a branch of International Media Support, originally aired as IRIN Radio prior to 2011. Humanitarian causes dominate broadcasts and are relayed from United Arab Emirates, Somali, 1200 to 1300 daily, 21,595. Radio Tamazush targets the South Sudan and southern states of Sudan. Arabic programming is relayed from Talata Volonondri, Madagascar, 0330 to 0345 daily on 11,650, 1500 to 1515 on 15,550. English news is Tuesday and Friday during the 1500 broadcast. Recent monitoring has observed Radio Tamazush operating on 11,550, 1500 to 1530 UTC. Radio Dabanga, the sister program of Radio Tamazush since November 2008, targets Sudanese states and regions with news and information of interest in Arabic, Darfuri. Daily programming in Arabic, 1600 to 1700 on 15,550 via Issoudun, France relay. Recent schedule revisions of both stations have been updated from WRTH. Eritrea remains notorious for human rights abuses, ongoing conflicts along the Eritrean-Ethiopian border, and a fragile political and economic landscape. Reports suggest that several unnamed clandestine stations may be operating underground as tensions persist, particularly regarding conflicts involving the Amhara people. One notable station, Radio Arena, was established to serve the people of Eritrea, operated by exiled Eritrean journalists and supported by Reporters Without Borders. Its goal is to provide independent news, free from government control. However, the station may be inactive due to financial difficulties and staff shortages. The last reported schedule, Radio Arena, relayed from Yerevan, Armenia, Arabic, Monday to Wednesday, Friday, 9,585. Tigrinya, daily, 1700 to 1730, 1730 to 1800, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, 9,585. FNANAPP radio broadcast Tigrinya programming to Eritrea, 1830 to 1900, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 11,680, and relayed from Talata Volonondri, Madagascar. Voices to Ethiopia. Four stations target their programming to Ethiopia, a country with ongoing concerns regarding security and civil unrest. Experts predict the troubled nation will ultimately face a humanitarian crisis, aggravated by continued economic and financial challenges. Oromia National Media relays from Nexus IBR in Romania. Oromo, 1600 to 1630, Monday to Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, 15,445. Sagali Diri Shagar is produced by the NGO Oromia Public Media, and formerly identified as Radiyuni Diri Shagar. Oromo programming is 1600 to 1630, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, on 17,575 via Issoudun, France relay. Two additional stations to Ethiopia, brokered by WRMI, and relayed from Issoudun, France, Moresh Voice of Amhara International Radio in Amharic, 1600 to 1630, Saturday, 15,710. Voice of Fano, 1700 to 1730, Wednesday, Saturday, 15,215. VO Fano is produced by the Black Lion Amhara Movement, and supported by One Amhara Movement. Two stations target a listening audience in Yemen. Radio Al-Azm, presumed to transmit from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, airs for Saudi military personnel located in Yemen and southern Saudi Arabia. Arabic, 0900 to 0700 daily, 11,745. Republic of Yemen Radio broadcasts in support of the Yemeni President Hadi and the Aden-based provisional government. Irregular Arabic broadcasts are 24 hours on 11,935. Recent monitoring has observed transmitter issues on 11,935 kHz. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.